Agenda item number six, Virginia Electric and Power. Ms. Woodward.
Good morning, Commissioner Bowles.
Good morning.
Members of the Commission. The first item before you today is that of Virginia Electric and Power Company, 14-0760. VEPCO is requesting authorization to conduct a shoreline stabilization project in priority areas 2 and 3 and the South Dyke area adjacent to their facility at 2701 VEPCO Street, situated along the southern branch of the Elizabeth River in the city of Chesapeake. The project requires a wetlands permit. The Chesapeake Energy Center is owned and operated by Dominion Virginia Power. And as you can see here, situated along the southern branch of the Elizabeth River. The station has been generating electric power to homes and businesses for almost half a century. The decommissioning of this station is planned for late 2014, early 2015. For those of you who were here at the December 2013 meeting, you may recall that the commission approved a shoreline stabilization project in priority area 1, which is this section right here. The permit was issued earlier this year, and Dominion is pursuing the necessary repairs for the remainder of the perimeter of the shoreline. And the purpose of this stabilization project is to stabilize the perimeter shorelines of the station with a long-term, low-maintenance solution to the existing erosion concerns. So there are three sites that are the subject of this application. Priority Area 2, which is situated right here along the Cooling Water Discharge Canal. Priority 3 area, which is located directly adjacent to the southern branch of the Elizabeth River. And the South Dyke area, which is down in this location right off of Deep Creek. So I'm going to just briefly go through the details of each of these sites. Priority 2 area is an approximately 2,350-foot-long area, and again, it's situated along the Cooling Water Discharge Canal. According to Dominion, there is severe erosion along the toe of the slope that is a result of the discharge channel velocities as well as tidal fluctuations and storm surge. Dominion is proposing to install a riprap revetment along this section of shoreline, which will result in impacts to 15,910 square feet of non-vegetated wetlands and 1,600 square feet of vegetated wetlands in this location. Priority 3 area, which is located along here, is an approximately 1,450-foot-long area. It's, again, bounded by the southern branch of the Elizabeth River and by the ash landfill to the west, which you see in this location. In order to minimize the environmental impacts, there is a service road that runs along the crest of the shoreline, and this will be reduced to one lane. It's currently two lanes. And so Dominion's revetment in this location will result in 840 square feet of vegetated wetland impact. Lastly, the South Dyke area, which is in this general location, is located along Deep Creek and is bordered by the bottom ash pond or the sedimentation pond, which is right here. There is an existing outfall pipe, and the area surrounding the pipe has experienced some erosion, and so they're proposing to, again, put the riprap revetment 100 linear feet on either side of the outfall pipe, so it's a total length of 200 linear feet. These are just a couple of site photos from each of these areas, priority area 2 along the Cooling Water Discharge Canal, or the hot ditch, as some of you may be more familiar with it, and then priority area 3, upper right, and the South Dyke area in the lower right-hand corner. And this is the outfall pipe that I was referring to. We did hold a public hearing here in our main offices on September 11th. We did not receive any concerns at the public hearing or as a result of our public interest review. We did ask VIMS to comment on the project, and they provided comments with respect to each of the sites. From an environmental viewpoint, VIMS states that the long-term preferred approach to restoring and stabilizing Priority 2 area was to plant a variety of appropriate vegetation along the shoreline. Again, this is where the proposed revetment will be going in. VIMS recommends restoring the area with the appropriate vegetation once the erosional forces associated with the cooling water channels cease when the station is decommissioned. However, they do state that if a structure is deemed necessary, riprap would be the preferred alternative. VIMS does concur that a revetment is appropriate in Priority 3 area. They suggest that the area where the buried toe is proposed and where some of the excavated material is going to be replaced to reestablish the existing grade. They recommend that that area be planted with the appropriate wetlands vegetation within the jurisdictional elevation limits. As for the South Dyke area, VIMS recommended that a sill be placed channelward of the wetlands vegetation in lieu of placing a riprap at the toe of the bank. We asked Dominion to respond to VIMS' comments, which they did indeed do. They stated in their response that consideration was given to the use of natural shoreline stabilization measures for Priority 2 area. But as you can see, they do point out that back in 2010, riprap was placed along the other side of the cooling water discharge canal, and this is essentially what they're proposing as part of the current application. They also assert, Dominion also asserts that the existing erosion is not just a result of the channel velocities, but also as a result of the tidal fluctuations as well as storm surge, and they felt that riprap was the most appropriate long-term stabilization approach to prevent future erosion. With respect to priority 3 area, Dominion does agree to voluntarily reestablish the wetlands vegetation. And as for the South Dyke area, Dominion did consider a sill during the planning process. However, as they stated in their response, due to the decommissioning of the facility and the need for a long-term low-maintenance solution, the sill was determined not to be practical or feasible given the long-term maintenance requirements and for other safety reasons. In light of VIMS' comments, staff believes frigging the area where the existing grade will be reestablished between mean low water and the upper limits of jurisdictional tidal wetlands in Priority Area 3 will help to expedite the natural process of revegetation. Since Dominion will be satisfying the compensation requirements through the purchase of tidal wetland credits from Libertyville Mitigation Bank, staff does not recommend any long-term monitoring requirements for the plantings. In summary, Dominion has minimized tidal wetland impact to the greatest extent practicable at each of these three locations, and compensation for impacts to 4,190 square feet of vegetated wetlands will be achieved through the purchase of credits from Libertyville Mitigation Bank. Staff believes the project is warranted and consistent with the previously authorized shoreline stabilization project that was permitted earlier this year. This would be in Priority Area 1. Accordingly, staff recommends approval of the project conditioned upon the wetland planting and the purchase of 4,190 square feet of wetland credits from the Libertyville Mitigation Bank. I'd be happy to try and answer any questions. MAP Environmental, who is the agent on this application, is represented here today, and Dominion is also represented.
I'll note for the board's edification here, we're hearing this as Wetlands Board. Chesapeake disbanded their Wetlands Board a number of years ago. We're serving that function. So that's why it's before us today. Any questions of Justine? Very thorough as always. Thank you. Is the applicant represented or present?
Yes.
Anything you wish to add? If, okay. It's a public hearing. I'm sorry? Great, thank you. Does anyone else wish to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Seeing none, matters before the commission.
Make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Erskine. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Bett. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you.